Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about the danger of isolation and why your marriage needs community.
And there's a quote from Tony Wagner that says, isolation is the enemy of improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as we talk about wanting to have extraordinary marriages, that quote really speaks to the fact that we need to get away from this sense of isolation. And we're going to be talking a lot about that in the show. But you know, those of you that have been with us for a long time, you know that we start each and every show with a hug. And a hug's an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the One family, someone whose marriage has been transformed.
Mm-hmm.
And this week's hug is sponsored by Hers. And I look forward to telling you how this company is changing women's lives a little bit later in the show. But the hug comes from a Facebook message we received that said, we attended your One Marriage Conference in Henderson, North Carolina.
Right on.
It was awesome.
Yes, it was.
In our 13 years of marriage, we have never been able to talk about sex without fighting.
Wow.
I smiled so much when you were talking because I am an Elisa in so many ways. I'm actually excited about the 7 Days of Sex Challenge.
That's right.
You guys are awesome. Love you guys. And thank you so much for coming to Clearview.
Oh, love it, love it, love it. What a time we had in Clearview. Oh my gosh, it was great. I should say in Henderson at Clearview Church.
Absolutely. And for those of you that are brand new listeners, we know a lot of you coming out of that conference had never actually listened to the show before.
Mm-hmm.
And so
welcome.
We want to welcome you all to the One family. And, you know, as we're talking about it, we spent, you know, the weekend, it's hard to believe. It seems like it was just yesterday. It was about a week and a half ago. We had the privilege of taking the One conference to Clearview Church, like Tony said, there in Henderson, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And it was the most amazing weekend. And everyone that we met there, from the moment we landed to the time that we got on the airplane to go home. Yeah, we talk about you all being the One family.
That's right.
But talk about being embraced into that family.
Yeah.
And really just seeing it expand for us. But it's so interesting how we actually have to go back about 4.5 years to tell you about that so that we can tell you about, you know, how isolation can actually rob couples and what community does for couples.
Right.
Right. Because we all, and I'm going to burst the perfect bubble out there. We all have problems in our marriage. Big ones, little ones.
We don't.
Oh, come on.
We don't have any problems, do we?
Come on. Let's just burst those bubbles. Because there have been times when I've had frustration over falling into the seat or into the toilet because the seat got left up in the middle of the night. Yep. Little problem, seemingly little problem, except when your butt is cold and wet.
Yep.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You know, and then we've had those big problems. And you know, problems with, you know, child loss, problems with financial struggles. You know, we have big problems and little problems, you know, decisions that we've made, stuff going on with the kids. And, you know, all of those struggles, I know it's happened in our marriage. And we know whenever you guys send in emails, whenever we get to meet you face to face, we know that those struggles can make you feel like you're all alone.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
In this day of ever-present social media, it's so easy to think that every other couple out there has got it all figured out, right? Mm. They don't have any problems. They somehow manage to get their kids to smile for the camera and actually, you know, like maybe all look at the camera at the same time, right? They go on vacations. They're happy. And you find your place in this thought pattern of saying, well, what's wrong with us?
And I would even say for Elise and I that we have felt all of this and our years of marriage, that, hey, we don't have it together. We're alone. Mm-hmm. Somebody else is better than us. There's a comparison of what somebody else is doing. So we can come alongside you and from firsthand experience, let you know that were right there with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, we see everybody's external, right? And we feel like we're the only ones struggling. And so we start to go into this place of isolation, mm-hmm. right? We keep all of our friendships on the surface. We don't let people in. We put up a facade. We put on our masks that, you know what? We're good. Mm-hmm. We got it all together. Look at us on date night, smiling through the tears.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Right? Look at us on out with our family, grinning, even though we had an epic fight in the car.
Been there.
Right? And we just keep powering through. And I want to tell each and every one of you listening to this today that you were never designed to do your life or your marriage by yourselves.
Right.
There's a reason. If I can take it all the way back to the Bible, when God said it is not good for man to be alone,
mm-hmm.
that's when he created woman. But that first part, it is not good for man to be alone, was because we were designed relationally. We were designed to bear one another's burdens. We were designed to come alongside one another and create community, to not be in isolation. And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, our whole experience in Clearview actually started about 4.5 years ago, which is a crazy thing for us to experience, but we actually got to connect the dots to how we showed up there the first weekend in March.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with one couple, right? Having some issues in their marriage, lover of podcasts, the wife goes and looks for a podcast and comes across the One Extraordinary Marriage show. She starts listening and she knows that she wants her husband to listen to the show. So the husband starts listening.
Yep.
And then he has a conversation with the pastor's wife.
And I want to say they even called themselves professed themselves as nerds. Right.
So lots of podcasts.
Lots of podcasts, and they're just techie people too.
Absolutely. And yeah, so the husband is having a conversation with the pastor's wife and says, yeah, I started listening to this podcast. You know, maybe you'd be interested. And he actually, instead of, you know, telling her what the titles to the show.
Well, he was about to start telling her the titles to the show, but then started looking at them. And instead of saying them out loud, he just turned his phone to her and said, why don't you read some of the shows?
So she starts listening. The pastor's wife starts listening. And then she shares it with her husband. And to hear them tell the story, he was actually reluctant. Because mm-hmm. as a pastor, he's like, you know, I've been to the marriage conferences. You know, I do marriage counseling.
I'm cool.
And she asked for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Will you listen to the show for 5 minutes? And he got hooked. And so now it's actually this ripple effect throughout their church family of all of these different folks who are listening to the show. And here's what's so significant about this and why this idea of breaking free of your isolation is so important. Because 4 years ago, one person started listening to the show. And I can tell you that when we were there at the beginning of March, because of one person sharing mm-hmm. and creating community, we had the opportunity to be in their church speaking into the lives of hundreds of couples.
Yeah. And what a blessing it was. What a blessing it was. I mean, to be around each and every one of them. And for those of you in the one family, there's nothing more. Oh gosh, there's nothing more enjoyable for me than to be with you mm-hmm. in this environment. It really is. It's something to see your faces and talk about these things that have happened and where your marriage is. I mean, the first couple actually went through IVF 3 times, adopted 2 kids, ended up doing a 7 days of sex challenge, told that they would never be able to bear a child. They got pregnant and we got to see that beautiful daughter of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing. So be ready, because we're gonna be doing one conferences around this great country of ours, because we want to see you. Mm-hmm. We want to be with you. So it was a truly blessed weekend.
I mean, think about that. From one couple breaking their isolation, there was improvement in 100 marriages. And so many of you tell me that you don't think that you can make a change.
Mm-hmm.
You think that this is all happening in just your world. And yet I'm going to challenge you to say that, yes, you can not only make a change in your marriage, but to make a change in your community.
Well, and here's something that was amazing. Pastor's wife, she said, just so amazing. She goes, since listening to your show, I have become more bold and confident to speak truth into people's lives. And what that means to me is that there's no more sense of, I can't say anything. We're not going to allow the devil to rob our voice anymore. And we're going to be able to speak truth into somebody else's life. And you don't know, you may be living even in your life going, oh, this, that, and the other. And yet, if you can stand boldly and confidently and speak into your friend's life where you see that they're struggling, what breakthrough can happen there?
The truth is, there is an enemy to marriages staying together, right? You see it in the breakdown. You see it in this idea of disposable spouses, right? If this isn't happy, I'm going to go on to the next one. You see it in the struggles that couples are facing because they're isolated. And the antidote is right in front of our faces,
mm-hmm.
right? The antidote is the community that you and I create. It's the willingness. And that's a big word right there. It's the willingness to do life differently, to be vulnerable with other people. Let me tell you what it looks like when you're in a room with a couple hundred people and you see grown men crying because of the breakthrough that they're having. They're being emotionally vulnerable with their wives and even with themselves to say, okay, you know what? We're going to do life differently.
Mm-hmm.
To see couples after 25 years of marriage, you know, declaring a new beginning
mm-hmm.
for the relationship because they're in a community that says, let's do this thing called marriage together.
Yeah.
Wives initiating sex for the first time in God only knows how long because they got the breakthrough of saying, you know what? I don't have to live in this place of just waiting or of holding sex as a weapon or of just, you know, not caring about it. But because I was confronted today, because I learned something new in a community, I'm going to do life differently.
Yeah. And the stories that came out, one couple, I mean, their lives were changed because they took on a 60 days of sex challenge.
Mm-hmm.
The mother-in-law came up to us and said, I saw the difference in my daughter-in-law and what an impact it's having on her and my son. It's truly amazing, but it's a place where they have all been able to share and they've all been able to go, we're doing this together. Come, you know, I want to say come hell or high water, man, we're doing life together. And we hope that those of you who do listen to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, that you're doing life with us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't call this the one family just for fun. We take that personal. We take that and it's our cry to go, this is our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go out there and we're going to fight. We're going to fight for your life. We're going to fight for your marriage. We're going to fight for what you're going after. So that way you can come out and be bold to speak truth into somebody else in your community.
Well, and for me, what was so amazing about being there is that we didn't just have folks from North Carolina.
No.
Right? I mean, we told you all we were coming to the East Coast and the East Coast was well represented. New York, New Jersey, Virginia, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and even a couple that flew in alongside from California.
Yeah, come on.
Right, and how amazing for these friendships to be fostered, right? For people to see, you know what? We can make our marriage a priority. It doesn't matter if we just live in North Carolina. It doesn't matter if, you know, we're from California. It doesn't matter because we all have this desire to have an extraordinary marriage
mm-hmm.
and to create these friendships and to do life with other people who have that same mindset and that same language. And I have to share, we were out to dinner the night before the conference and this couple walked up and introduced themselves and they were from Tennessee. So we got to, you know, introduce them around the table to these other families from North Carolina. And, you know, they're making their introductions. They announced that they were on day four.
Yes.
And for those of you that are aware of what the 7 days of sex challenge is, right? Day four means you're 4 days into the 7 days of sex challenge. And what was so amazing to me was that this couple did not have to explain.
Nope.
What they were talking about. Everyone, ironically enough, everyone around the table had already done, had done their own sex challenges. And there was this common language.
Yeah.
Which is what community creates. There is a common language in a community. There are those emails that you guys send us when you say, love you guys,
mm-hmm.
back to us. There are people that talk about being part of the one family.
The we did it.
The we did it. There are all of these things that we have created, that you all have created. It's not just Tony and I.
Mm-hmm.
but that have given you all this sense of we belong.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do we belong, but we're fighting for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is like we often talk to you guys about being, you know, Team DiLorenzo or whatever your last name is, being that team. But what I realized when that couple came up to the table and you talk about community is that there really is a Team One Extraordinary Marriage.
Yeah.
And you all are part of it, and you're growing and you're sharing and you're stepping boldly into this place where you're saying, you know what? We are going to take a stand for marriage. And we can't be in isolation anymore. We can't just say this is only happening to us, because if it's happening to us, it's probably happening to somebody else. And if you're the one willing to break those walls of isolation, you're not just going to set yourself free. You're going to set other people free to have an extraordinary marriage.
And when you do, here's the thing that helped Elise and I along many years ago, and even to this day, because we always have this grander thought process of, oh, when I have the ability to do this, oh, when I can do that, oh, when this happens, we're living our lives when. Do something now. And it always, and it's truly what we've said many a times in the 9 years that we've been behind the microphones. We want to help one couple. Mm-hmm. It's truly it. I don't know which couple that is during this show. Maybe, you know, maybe you've had a tough time. Maybe you've had a diagnosis that just is rattling your life. I don't know what it is. And yet, if I can just let you know that there's a couple behind these microphones that loves you, mm-hmm. then know that. And for those of you who go, oh, who am I? You have a voice. And if you don't continue to think about when, and instead live in the moment, right? This year's hashtag, in the moment, it'd be amazing what you can do. Moms, you may know other moms. You may be able to just start a fun little group online where you listen to the show every week and you guys discuss it as moms. Mm-hmm. You may find other couples in your community, maybe at church or somewhere else, where maybe every couple of weeks you guys just get together and you discuss something. Maybe you pick up Strip Down and do the small group study that book is so, that it lends itself to. Look at the one couple that you can impact. And believe me, over time, hundreds, thousands can be touched.
Mm-hmm. We want to talk about breaking down that isolation and going deeper into those ideas to create community. And we want to do that. Before we do that, though, we want to thank this week's sponsor, Hers. And Hers believes that women should have the opportunity to desire sex just as much as their male counterparts. And we've talked about it a lot on the show. It's not weird or abnormal for a woman to have a low libido. In fact, it's quite the opposite. And for Hers.com is a new women's wellness brand that's putting your body back in your control,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, fought for a woman by women. For Hers is helping women reclaim the sex drives that allow them to feel bold and confident. And you know, there's no need to take time out of your already busy day, because For Hers provides access to licensed doctors online who can help you determine if you're a candidate for prescription medication to treat hypoactive sexual desire disorder. And that's that low libido, that chronic low libido. And a doctor is going to evaluate you, and if appropriate, is going to prescribe you a treatment for SHDD that is going to be delivered direct to your door. So let's think about all the time savings there.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, we got to save time. For Hers is the only FDA-approved drug on the market to address this issue. So order now. Our listeners can get started for only $29 by going to forhers.com/one right now while supplies last and subject to doctor approval. Now, important safety information applies, so see the full website for details. Again, go to forhers.com/one. That's forhers.com/one. Forhers/one. Restrictions apply. See the website for full details. Now, how do you break down these walls of isolation, right? The first thing is that you've got to know that there is a boldness inside of you.
There is.
Right? Listening to this show, making the choice to share this show. We've heard from so many of you, and we experienced it when we were there in Henderson, that because of the show, you have this voice. You have these resources to step into this place of saying, you know what? I can talk to you about this. Mm-hmm. I can talk to my friends. I can talk to the people I go to church with. And more importantly, a lot of you are even sharing that this boldness is carrying on and impacting the next generation. You're developing the ability to talk to your kids. And we're hearing that, which is incredible to us. And in that boldness, you also have to know that if you're willing to be vulnerable, you're going to unlock other people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Your willingness to take your walls down translates into an opportunity for others to take their walls down. When we started this show a little over 9 years ago, if you had told Tony and I that we would now be speaking around the country and sharing our story and getting real on stage about the challenges that we have faced. So not just behind the mics, because let me tell you something. We know you all are listening, but it's a much different experience when we're sitting here in our office and we've got the headphones on and there's microphones and there aren't a couple hundred people staring at us. Mm-hmm. But one of the questions we got asked this past weekend was about the hardest season in our marriage. And ironically, it was the same set of circumstances. It was the loss of our son, Andrew, but we experienced it so differently.
Right.
And in us being able to share that, there were other people that were able to unlock their own hurts and pain, to experience breakthrough and freedom. And it becomes this groundswell. Guys, I wish, like, we live by the ocean, right? And so there have been times when we've walked out there and you see those massive waves that literally you feel like it's going as far as the eye can see, just one big wave rolling towards the shore, impacting everything in its wake. And if I could just impress upon you that that's what's happening to marriage right now, you are part of that wave.
Yeah.
Because you chose and you choose every week to be a part of this community. And it's not something that we take lightly, because we know that each one of you is creating a ripple effect in the lives of every single person around you.
Yeah, there's an impact that happens, and it's amazing what it does to just you even. Mm-hmm. And think about that just right now and how that has affected your life and your marriage. And so with that comes the joy of being able to say, we're not living life like everybody else anymore. And that's a cool place to be. And I'll tell you, that's one of the places where a lot of people don't want you to live and be. To be happy, to be joyful, to be fulfilled, to live in the moment with your spouse, to have a sex challenge with your spouse. I mean, a lot of people shake their head and like, what? Why? Like, you're rocking the boat. But that's what we do here. That's what the One Family does. We're going to rock the boat. We're going to talk about topics that others aren't going to talk about. We love hearing from you guys because you bring up topics that sometimes we don't even think about. Mm-hmm. And it needs to be talked about in marriage, because why shouldn't it? It seems like everything else gets to be talked about. Why can't we talk about healthy sexual relationship with our spouse? Why can't we talk about oral sex and different forms of communication that others don't want to talk about? Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. There's a shift happening. And when you talk about the practical applications, it starts with talking to a friend or two. It starts when somebody begins to complain about their marriage or their spouse to put the brakes on the negative aspect of that conversation, right? We're not getting into gossip here, but to actually equip them mm-hmm. with action, right? To give them resources so that they don't keep repeating the same negative cycle, but you actually resource them to have a break in that cycle, to create that interruption to say, you know what, your marriage doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to buy into the lies that this is just what marriage is, or of course this is what happens after 20 years of marriage, but instead to say, you know what, we're going to do life differently. And sometimes that takes time. Mm-hmm. It absolutely does. These aren't instantaneous changes. You all know that, you know, breakthrough is not always like a, you know, flipping a light switch.
And it's even taken Elisa and I time to find people that we could be around, especially with how bold we would speak early on. People were very put off, and it was difficult for us to be in communication. We even felt isolated during those moments. And we had to realize that because of where we were, it was going to take a little bit of time to find folks, to find other couples who believed in what we saw. And that, and it's taken a bit of time, and there had been hurts along the way where people, we'd get in community with them and have a dinner or do something, a couple of things, and then we'd never hear from them again. Mm-hmm. And others that have become the dearest of friends that we could call or text or just hang out with, and there's no judgment, there's no shame, there's no guilt, there's nothing. It's just as who we are. Mm-hmm. So be aware that there are going to be others that come flocking and others that are just going to be like, no, thank you. And it's nothing about, it's not about you. It's about them and where they're at in their life. It really reminds me of, we get so many different emails that somebody will listen to a show, and even an older show or even a newer show, and they'll say something. And we have to take a step back and go, okay, where are they in their life right now? Mm-hmm. That's caused that reaction. So just know that it's not about you. Sometimes it's what's happening with somebody else when they may not be willing to come into your community as you share.
Absolutely. And you know, you can share with your friends. That's one place to break those walls of isolation. We know a lot of you that are in women's groups, men's groups, Bible studies, things like that, where the topic of marriage, let's face it, you get anybody that's together, that's married. And at some point in time, relationships and marriage are going to come up, right? That's an opportunity. What we're realizing about the One Family is that you all are beginning to have this awareness of the opportunities that present themselves to you to just take a baby step in that direction of the extraordinary marriage for the person that you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Take a baby step to building a deep enough well of trust with what they're sharing and what you're sharing, that it becomes that safe place to have those conversations. It becomes that safe place to, you know, in the proverbial words, to go there.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever the there is in that particular conversation. And, you know, as the One Family continues to grow, we are so shifting culture around what marriage looks like, what marriage has been defined as. I mean, we're breaking the mold that says marriage after, you know, the honeymoon is all downhill. You all are living proof. You're living proof that we don't have to settle for the status quo in marriage, that by doing life together, that by creating community, that by being bold and having this willingness to be vulnerable and real with people, that we can collectively create an extraordinary marriage.
Yeah.
And you need to know that you're part of that wave, and to take that energy and to run with it.
Yeah. And I want to say, you know, one of our biggest goals in the next year and couple of years is to be out there in the United States, seeing you face to face. So it may be as bold as this one couple did, and this one husband did, is share it with the pastor's wife or share it with your pastor. Because you better believe it, when your pastor can come on board and they see what's happening and how marriages are changed, we can come right in there and we can really make a difference in a community that it's going to see the ripple effects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to see those ripple effects. So for those of you like in Dallas, I mean, these are the places we want to be in next year. We want to be in Dallas, Chicago, Atlanta. We'll do another one here in San Diego coming up at the end of this year, next year. We're going to be back in Henderson next year.
Absolutely.
So for those of you in the Raleigh, Durham, Henderson, anywhere along that area, we're going to be back out there.
We're looking at Boston area, Seattle area, Seattle, Portland up there. So there are some big places. We want to make it easy for you to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But here was one of the most powerful things that the pastor said there at Clearview. He said, you know, God's given me a lot of courage to get up, and God's equipped me and given me courage to get up and teach you, meaning his church. He said, but he gave Tony and Lisa a different courage to talk on those topics that I might not necessarily bring up to you, but are still important.
Mm-hmm.
And so we refer out to them. We bring the podcast in. We talk about these things because that allows you to have this depth of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so as you step into this, know that as you share with your pastors, as you share with your friends, that you're giving them another resource. And in that place, you change lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that if you are ever in Henderson, if you're ever in that Raleigh, Durham, greater metro area, I want you to know that there is a very safe space and a family for you at Clearview Church. I feel very confident being able to say, go there and check it out.
Yeah. So this is what it's about, you guys. Step out, step boldly. You don't have to be by yourself anymore. We're here for you. we're here for you. We have plenty of resources. If it's time that you need a break free, you know, you can even check out Coaching with Elisa. Go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coaching. If it's you want to just be in a community, an online community with us, and you want to partner with us, check out positionofthemonthclub.com. Go to positionofthemonthclub.com. We have ways that you guys can connect and not be by yourself doing marriage by yourself. We're here for you. We love you guys. We're excited for what's going to come in your marriage, and we're hoping and we're believing that we're going to see you in San Diego this year and many other places come next year. Love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.